Hi, welcome to this podcast brought to you by Medicom Medical Publishers. My name is Dr. Rachel Giles, and I'll be talking about some of the really interesting abstracts that were presented at the International Society on Thrombosis and Hemostasis, held from the 12th through the 14th of July, 2020. Dr. Jan Bayer-Westendorf from Germany gave a great presentation that talked about planned pregnancies in women on oral anticoagulation and how they require a careful risk-benefit assessment, and that individualized decisions really need to be included, such as patient perspective, preferences, and any fears that the patient have need to be addressed. The oral anticoagulations do cross the placenta, and in a human placental model previously, there was a very robust transfer of dabigatran, rivaroxaban, and apixaban to the fetal side of the placenta. So in short, it's not really known what the actual risks are of oral anticoagulation exposure during pregnancy, but of course it should be patients should be switched to low molecular weight heparins when a pregnancy occurs. Yet, oral anticoagulants are not strictly contraindicated in pregnancy, and for example, the product information of rivaroxaban just recommends using the agent with caution during pregnancy. In 2016, Dr. Bayer-Westendorf published the first case collection on oral anticoagulation exposure in pregnancies, including 233 separate pregnancies, of which 137 had reported outcomes. At that time, there was insufficient data to judge a possible embryotoxic risk of oral anticoagulants. In the updated version of these results presented at the ISTH 20, 593 separate pregnancies were included. Most women had to take oral anticoagulations as prophylaxis or treatment for venous thromboembolism. And these cases yield 316 known outcomes. 55.4% of the pregnancies ended with live birth and 21.8% with miscarriages. In 22.8% of cases, pregnancies were terminated electively. Only 3.8% of the abnormalities were compatible with embryotoxicity. Reassuringly, no specific abnormality pattern emerged. So Dr. Bayer-Westendorf, he explained that this is a very different from warfarin, where abnormalities are more frequent and show a distinct embryotoxic pattern. So since 2016, there has been guidance for oral anticoagulation exposure during pregnancy. In case of a planned pregnancy, oral anticoagulation should be switched to an alternative anticoagulant preconception. In case of intended pregnancy while on oral anticoagulants, patients should discontinue oral anticoagulations immediately and switch to low molecular weight heparins. However, inadvertent exposure to an oral anticoagulation is not sufficient ground for termination of pregnancy, and the guidelines recommend early obstetric review and fetal monitoring within the guidelines. Dr. Bayer-Westendorf recommended to reassess the need for anticoagulation in all patients that plan a pregnancy, and in some women, there may be an alternative, aspirin. If a patient is concerned about the lack of safety data, she should probably switch to low molecular weight heparins. And if they're not accepted, they should stay on the oral anticoagulations until the pregnancy is confirmed and then switch to low molecular weight heparins. So you don't want to counsel towards termination, Dr. Bayer-Westendorf recommended, but do advocate close monitoring of the pregnancy instead.